My interest is in synchronicity, the study of it, and we had an example from earlier about the champagne. My question that I was wondering if you would explore is, I am led to the same non-existence of non-separation of self, and an experience of that this entire room and all of the people here with me are therefore the same as me, and there's no real words to describe, but there's no separation. And so I'm wondering, in terms of relationship with others, how does this experience of non-separation and of awareness, what does that mean for our relationship when we look in someone's eyes and when we interact with another being who is the same being as us?
I don't want to give you an answer, but just next time you look into someone's eyes, next time you speak to someone, don't make the presumption that a self in here is speaking to a self in there. Stay close to your experience, that you, awareness, don't know anything other than yourself. And stay close to that understanding when you're relating. So don't relate to someone or something other than yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When you relate to an apparent person, but not just people, when you relate to an animal, and even when you relate to what thought calls a dead, inanimate object, you, awareness, have never found anything dead or inanimate or inert. For you, everything is made out of this totally alive, aware substance. There's nothing that is dead in the universe. There's no dead universe. So relate only to that one, because that is the only one that is present in your experience. So only speak to that one, whether it's a person, an animal, a cup of tea, a knife and fork, a glass. Only see that, feel that, live that, relate to that. And the response you get in your experience, that is the confirmation. It doesn't come as somebody, as a perfectly kosher, non-dual formulation. It comes as an alive experience, moment by moment, not moment by moment, ever present. That is the confirmation. And ask yourself, what is the thing that I want the most? What is it that I love the most in life? Now, whatever that is, whatever name you give it, that would be the receipt of that, the experience of that, would be the universe's gift to you. It would be the universe's confirmation to you that you were behaving in line with reality, that you were thinking, feeling, acting, and relating in line with reality. That's the way the confirmation comes, not as some intellectual formulation. What is it that I love the most? That experience is the universe's way of saying, you're on the right track. Live like this.
Yeah, thank you.